Don't you clip that. Where we pull random newspaper clippings from all throughout history and take a peek at what was going on a random day in a random place. I do the dirty work for you and bring you the weirdest stories hot off the archived presses. Today, we're in Urich, Missouri. The date is Friday, October 24th, 1890. A bullet in his brain. Ex-supervising architect Mowat shoots himself to death. Driven to the rash act by financial reverses, many monuments to his memory will stand. He killed himself. Mr. A.B. Mowat, one of the best-known architects of this city, and for many years supervising architect of the Treasury Department, shot himself this evening at his residence. He had been in poor health for a long time, suffering from rheumatism and other complaints, but it is thought that financial trouble was the chief cause of Mr. Mowat's act. This evening, he was feeling poorly, and his wife went downstairs to get him some beef tea. She had hardly reached the foot of the stairs when she heard a pistol shot, and rushing back, found her husband gasping for breath, with the blood oozing from a wound in his head. A doctor was immediately summoned, but Mr. Mowat died in a few minutes. Mr. Mowat designed the Army and Navy Building in Washington, the New York and Chicago post offices, and many of the finest government buildings in the country. Kansans' murder and suicide. On Saturday afternoon, Elmer Oliver, a young man of 21 years, arrived here from Kansas. Coming intoxicated, he hired a livery team and drove to the little town of Freedom, 12 miles south of here. He immediately went to the farmhouse of Mr. Tuttle and requested to see his daughter, with whom he was in love. After the two had conversed for a few minutes, the young man requested the girl to marry him. She refused, saying she was too young. Oliver then drew a revolver and shot the girl through the temples, causing instant death. He then turned the weapon on himself and fired a ball through the head in exactly the same place he had shot the girl. He lived in an unconscious condition till this morning, when he died. A bold train robbery. One of the boldest robberies ever committed in the West was perpetrated at the State Line Depot of the Missouri Pacific in this city last night. Trains on that line stop at the State Line while the conductors register. In this brief time, three unmasked men entered a chair car and with drawn revolvers relieved a number of passengers of their money, and as the train started ahead, jumped off. The train was well underway before the conductor was informed of the robbery, and the desperados succeeded in making good their escape. For boldness and daring, this outrage has scarcely a parallel. Bad blow at Prohibition. Kansas Prohibition law declared to be unconstitutional. The Circuit Court of the U.S. files an important decision. An extra session of the legislature called for. The Circuit Court of the United States filed its opinion yesterday, touching the constitutionality of the Prohibition Law of Kansas. The decision is very long, and it declared the prohibitory law of the state unconstitutional because of its passage prior to the passage of the Wilson Bill by Congress. The decision therefore leaves the situation in Kansas the same as before the passage of the Wilson Bill and will permit the establishment of original package saloons all over Kansas. The temperance people of Topeka do not hesitate to express their indignation. There is great excitement over the decision, and it is freely declared that it will change the outlook for the coming election. This has been Clip That, where we pull random newspaper clippings from all throughout history and take a peek at what was going on a random day in a random place. I do the dirty work for you and bring you the weirdest stories hot off the archived presses. Join us tomorrow to see what was going on another random day in another random place.